Now we're going to hear about some African migrants and refugees who have shown up in Central America after desperate trips by boat, bus, and foot. They're running away from violence and poverty in Africa, and they are hoping to get to the U.S. The most dangerous part of the journey is near the end, when they have to walk for days through a deadly stretch of jungle. NPR's Carrie Kahn met them at a makeshift camp on the border of Costa Rica and Panama.
Izimwa Chimizi says he had heard of Costa Rica and Panama, but didn't really know where they were or ever imagined he would be in them one day, on the run from his home in Nigeria.
I had a business that was completely burnt down and destroyed.
Chimizi says he lost his small shoe factory in that fire set by men who also attacked and stabbed him. He says because of his defense of human rights in Nigeria.
Through the help of a friend, got to Ecuador.
From there, he paid smugglers to reach Colombia by bus and boat. NPR was not able to confirm Chimizi's story or that of the other Africans at the migrant camp. Most speak of fleeing violence in Congo, poverty in Angola, and brutality at the hands of the Islamic extremists, Boko Haram, in Nigeria. All tell similar stories of making their way to South America smuggled in cargo ships. And all, like Chimizi, eventually ended up in Colombia, at a place where the roads end and the only way forward is on foot.
Then started the long walk.
The walk.
Yeah, it's a long walk.
Did you know what you were getting into?
Not at all. I never had a picture of it. If I did, maybe I wouldn't have tried it.
It's called the Darien Gap, a nearly 100-mile stretch of jungle, desolate, dark, and deadly.
It's hell. I ain't got words to describe the experience, you know.
Chimizi said he was told it would be about a 3-hour walk. He didn't bring much food, nowhere near enough for the journey that stretched into nearly a week.
So practically it's like walking 5 solid days on empty stomach.
Many in the camp talk of 9 days walking, eating grass to survive, being devoured by bugs, and bodies left behind, buried under the thick jungle brush. Once out, the migrants ride buses straight through Panama on word of camps in Costa Rica. Chimizi's feet and legs are still swollen from his time in the jungle. His toenails are translucent, pus seeps from all sides. A man from Congo shows me his swollen legs. He arrived in the camp unable to speak. Alfredo Delvas, also from Congo, says he was in the same shape when he stumbled here 3 weeks ago. His feet have returned to normal, but as we walk through the rocky terrain of the camp, he says nothing else has. He stops at one of the dozen tents set up by Costa Rica's Red Cross and pulls back its black plastic tarp. This is how we're living, he sighs. Several wooden pallets line the ground. Small pieces of cardboard cover the slats. Said 15 to 20 people sleep here with him. There are only 2 worn blankets to share. Since May, Costa Rican officials say more than 800 people claiming to be from Africa have poured into their country. The vast majority say they're from Congo, although authorities suspect some are Haitians. I also met Eritreans, Angolans, and even a group of 5 men from Kashmir. Volunteers heap mounds of rice, chicken, beans, and plantains on plastic plates twice a day for the migrants, all courtesy of Father Alberto Barrios Gutierrez and his Catholic parishioners. We say Africa is here now in Costa Rica, says Barrios. Their troubles have arrived in our home. Costa Rica officials say they can't continue housing the Africans. Nicaragua refuses passage northward, and Panama to the south won't give them permission to stay either. The bottleneck is straining tiny Costa Rica's resources, says Communication Minister Mauricio Herrera.
If this migration continues, it will be a very dangerous situation, not only for Costa Rica, but also for the region.
Costa Rica has asked for international help, but so far none has come forward. Authorities now run 3 shelters in the country and are set to open a 4th next month. Izimwa Chimizi, who fled Nigeria, says he hopes a resolution comes soon so he can move on.
I can turn a new page in my life and carry on again.
To somewhere, he says, where persecution and poverty are consigned to memory. Carrie Khan, NPR News at the Costa Rica-Panama border.